This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg's police chief is trying something new to improve the relationship between his department and the community. Tri-State's Public Radio's Deborah Moreno talked with him about it.
Russ Idle became police chief in 2019. One of his top priorities then was to develop more police outreach and communication among Galesburg residents. But due to the pandemic, the effort stalled. Idle says now is the time to kickstart the communication initiative. He's named it the Chief's Corner. I asked Idle what major concerns he'd like to discuss with the public.
It's intended to be an outreach and to develop communication and trust with the community. It's not any one topic or one set of topics. It's more about, again, just developing those relationships, having those conversations. But, you know, we've had some uptick in violent crime in Galesburg, things we can talk about. Obviously, nationwide, the relationship between policing and some of our underserved communities has been strained. Person-to-person contact and showing people that we're all the same is a way to combat that. So those are certainly a couple of items, but it's a much larger idea than just specific items.
Is the Chief's Corner following a model that's been used in other communities?
It's very similar to things you've seen other places like, you know, coffee with a cop and things like that, where it's not at all unusual for police chiefs to get out in the community and make themselves available to their citizens. So this isn't necessarily a new idea. We might be doing it just a little bit differently. It might have a little different name. It's just the idea of getting out, making yourself available so people can come and talk.
How do you know that will lead to some positive outcome?
Well, I think every time you have a successful conversation, I would measure that almost person by person. If someone comes to talk to me who is concerned or has questions or feels uneasy around the police and their situation is a little bit better when they leave, then that's a success. You know, I don't know that it's something that you'll measure on a grand scale. I think it's person by person, day by day. It's a journey more than it is a project with an end. I don't really think there is an end. It's an ongoing goal.
From a policing perspective, what do you think Galesburg's biggest issue is right now? You talked briefly about an uptick in violent crime.
This is something that's happened nationwide. There's been an increase in violent crime across the entire country, and we haven't been immune to that. You know, as I always tell people, I can't control what goes on in the whole country, and it's not my job. My concern is to worry about the citizens of Galesburg, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to try to do things that I can to keep the violence and the threats to safety down here, and developing relationships with the public to where they can help us in that goal, and we feel comfortable helping us in that goal is one piece of that puzzle.
Would you say that violent crime is our major concern right now, or is it drugs or other issues?
A lot of these things are interconnected. You know, the violence and the drugs are definitely interrelated. So those, I don't think you can separate those two issues. You know, I think that we're not insulated from the things you've seen throughout the nation in regards to relationships and trust between police and the community. You know, it may be a national event. It might be a national media thing that's promoted by national media, but we're not insulated from it. So it's something certainly for us to be aware of and realize that we have a responsibility to be a part of that solution. You know, those two things are always on the top of my agenda, along with, you know, many other issues.
This issue of distrust of police across the country, is Galesburg experiencing that? I imagine that based on what you said already, that the Chief's Corner is a way to address some of that distrust.
Well, it certainly exists. There's no denying that at all. It exists everywhere, and it exists here. There are members of our community who, when they see a police officer, instead of feeling safe and secure, feel anxiety and fear. And that's not okay. That's not what we want. I want everyone, when they see a Galesburg police car drive by, to have that make them feel better and safer about their situation. So we have a role to play in making that happen. And one of the key ways to do that is to look people in the eye and talk to them and make sure people realize that we put our pants on the same way as everybody else. We're members of this community and that we're truly sincerely here to try to help.
What can the average Galesburg resident do today to reduce criminal problems in the community?
The main message I want to communicate is that this is a joint effort. The police cannot do this alone. We need the help of the community. And how do you help? Participate. When you see something, say something. I know it can be scary. It can be, you know, intimidating, but we can't do this alone, and we need the help of the community in order to get these bad actors into custody and return us to a more tranquil time that we've been having.
That is Galesburg's police chief, Russ Idle. He says the Chief's Corner will be an ongoing effort and that Galesburg residents are encouraged to attend the casual gatherings. The locations, times, and dates will vary in an attempt to reach the whole community. Idle says the most up-to-date information about upcoming meetings can be found on the Galesburg Police Department's Facebook page. I'm Deborah Moreno for Tri-States Public Radio.